Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, my first question to you this morning is, did you watch the Super Bowl? And my second is, did you watch it for the game or for the commercials? It seems like if you're not a football fan, some people really like to watch those commercials, and sometimes we're really pleased and sometimes it's kind of a dud. So again, that'll vary with who you talk to. Well, if you watched it for the game, I'm thinking you thought it was a pretty exciting game. It was good to the very end in terms of some competition going on. And if you watched it for the commercials, well, again, maybe you were really pleased and maybe you're going, yeah, there wasn't much to those. But my question then is, the next one is, what does that cost each of us if we buy the products that were advertised during those commercials? What does that mean to us as consumers? Somebody has to pay for those really expensive Super Bowl ads. Well, all of us do pay. That's a recent staff report to the Federal Communications Commission entitled Advertising in the Public Interest summed it up like this. The consumer clearly pays for advertising. But then you'll have discussion about, is that really an increased cost to us overall, or does it really help us in terms of lowering costs? So that could be quite a discussion for you. But one way that advertising, commercials, helps us, obviously, KJN wouldn't be here, I wouldn't be here, etc. So it does provide jobs. But it does relate to increasing consumption. Advertisement is supposed to increase consumption. And when more units are produced, various economics of scale ordinarily are a result. And therefore, the cost of the item to us as consumers should be a little lower. And a second way of thinking about advertising is that it may reduce competition among producers because of the cost of advertising. And some of the things that get really popular, a brand of jeans, a brand of food, a brand of something, you know, may put some competitors out of business. And so in the long run, that costs us more. On the other hand, advertising is a means of getting new products out there and stimulating the economy and innovation to get new products out there to compete with what's already there. And that, in the long run, may reduce prices. So it's a back and forth kind of thing. I guess I'm not going to weigh in which one I think, but it's a good question to discuss. Does advertising lower consumer prices? So then that kind of related to my asking the question, what about markups? What are the markups on any product, whether they're the advertised product or one that you just, you know, use all the time? So I found the top 10 list of biggest price markups. I doubt that most of these will surprise you. The number one highest markup is prescription medicines. The markup may be from 200% to 5,600%, the markup. Now, when I'm talking about markups, we also have to realize that all businesses have bills to pay. And so somehow they have to pay for those bills. And there may be some items that are not marked up at all, and then others who are marked up a great deal in order to cover those costs. So a business person has to take a look at the total picture. But it is interesting to look at some of the specific markups. The number two on this list was movie theater popcorn and candy. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone. It may be marked up as much as 1,000+% and provides 40% of the profit for some theaters. So you ask yourself, okay, if they didn't sell this, if they just sold it at their cost, what would the price of the ticket be? So is that the balance? You know, if it's 40% of a theater's profit, then perhaps they are offering lower price tickets and, again, have to cover their costs. Number three, and I certainly agree with this, in glasses frames. What do you get in a frame for your glasses? Some are metal. Most of them are a few ounces of plastic. But we have those designer names, and it's we need the glasses, so we have to have some kind of frame. Many of those are marked up 1,000%. Next, number four on the list is jewelry, especially diamonds, but not one of those things that we have to have in our lives. It's something we enjoy having in our lives. Next on the list, brand name clothing. 500 to 1,000% markup. Well, they're out there paying for the advertising. They're getting you to buy the product. And they may, this same company may be manufacturing something that's not under their brand name and at a much lower cost. So, again, we have to take a look at all sides of this picture. Number six is restaurant drinks, such as wine and sodas. They may be marked up 300 to 600%. But if you just eat the food, the profit margin for restaurants as an average is 3%. So the markup on much of the food may be none. It may be minus, actually. And it may be very little. So we got to make some money somewhere to cover those costs of the lights, the heat, the service, and so on. But if you want to get a bargain, I guess you don't order those things in a restaurant and let somebody else pay those costs. Number seven, this is one I hadn't thought about, was mattresses and furniture. Number seven on the list of biggest price markups. Number eight is makeup. I'm sorry, greeting cards. Makeup is next on the list. Greeting cards. Markup on greeting cards is 100 to 200%. And it gets pretty modest compared to some of these other kinds of things. But notice how many places you can buy greeting cards. And again, that may be one of those things that helps balances some of those other costs. But paper is cheap, pretty cheap. The expensive part of a card is paying the person who designs it, who writes the greeting. But the initial cost of what goes into it, the paper, not so much. And you know, a lot of people now, I'm getting more and more cards that are made on their own computers. Of course, then they're paying for the paper and the ink. So it's not a zero cost anytime. Number nine, now this one I think is no surprise to most people. If you think about it, it's bottled water. I was surprised it was that low on the list. Someone decided to take one of the world's most plentiful resources, cover it with plastic, and charge $3 to $4 a bottle. Put a name on it. It's convenience. Bottled water is commonplace in lots of places we go. Convenience stores, beverage machines, at coolers, various places. And we could perhaps get that water out of a drinking fountain, but we like to have that bottle to carry with us. So it's, I think, in this case, it's consumer demand that has brought that up because we like to have it handy. And instead of filling a container at home and taking it with us, it's just easy to grab a plastic bottle from wherever we're at. So that's number nine on the list. And then number 10 is cosmetics. And the person who wrote this said, well, what are cosmetics? Makeup specifically. Makeup is usually around 80 to 90% dirt. sort of made me think about when I put my makeup on this morning. The other ingredients consist of oil and wax, but the basic ingredient is a handful of clay. Well, I'm sure it's a special kind of clay, but just an interesting thing to think about what goes into the makeup. And again, it's advertising, the brand, the fragrance, the people who sell it, all adds up to that. I mentioned profit margins before for restaurants. The profit margin for most supermarkets is about 1%. So most grocery stores, supermarkets have to depend on quantity in order to make a go of it. And so they need to do some advertising, some promotion of their products. They have to give some specials to get people there. And when we're there, we probably buy some other products, maybe a greeting card, maybe a magazine. Those are high markup items that help to keep that at least 1% margin up there. It's not an easy business. What are companies with the highest profit margins? Well, according to the information I have, One of the highest is internet companies. Next, security software. Then banks, we might question that. Drug manufacturers, we've sort of talked about them. Newspapers, and you know, we might question that because newspapers have had a tough time. Other kinds of software, and then down at the end are those grocery stores and similar businesses with the 1%. But those software companies and those internet companies, their profit margin may be as high as 20%. Well, it's just kind of interesting when you start looking at all that, but it all comes back to us, the consumers, I guess, and what it is we're willing to pay and what it is we want. And until next time, somebody has said, my riches consist not in the extent of my possessions, but in the fewness of my wants.